opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some of the names, it's a who's who on the ticket text. You want to jump in front of the line? Call in 248-539-9797. Jim Costa with Stoney in today for John. Got Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fioco on the updates. Stoney, we were talking a little college football. You found the list of the worst college football coaching hires of the last 25 years.
Right.
And somehow no local names, which include Rich Rod and John L. and others.
Right.
So we said, let's just do our own local convo.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on Detroit and college coaches, the worst that we've had in the last 25 years.
Yeah. Here's one that is from a D1, but a smaller school. And that would be the University of Detroit Mercy's hiring of Bakari Alexander as their head coach. Bakari Alexander had a horrible record, and he was let go. His record was awful, but he also missed some games because he was suspended, and I'm reading here from the Free Press, because he basically told a player to grab his own balls.
Okay.
Meaning genitalia.
Yes, yes. No. Mm-hmm.
Just, I know.
Balls.
Just want to make sure you want people weren't thinking of basketball.
It's like, you pick up the ball at practice? Yeah, dude, like get back in the layup line.
Exactly.
No, not that. I was not thinking Bakari Alexander, but you mentioned small school, and we instantly got flooded with Dan Enos.
Oh, from your school.
Yeah, inherited that era of success. The post-Lefevre years were lean years. That's also when I was at Central Michigan.
That was the post-Antonio Brown years.
Yep. They went away from the spread to a boring, under-center, blah, offense. Pro-style, sure, but it was never anything special. Guy also had this like persecution complex, thought everybody was out to get him. He just wasn't very good. Yeah. Ticket texters. I believe Toledo is still the only loss Michigan has ever had. Rich Rod needs to be on that list.
Yeah.
Got to be Morningweg and Patricia, two of the worst. I mean, taking the wind is awful.
Right. Belichick did that once, but it was different. That
was it game, like an extreme wind situation?
Well, there was a wind. I understood part of his rationale, but the problem was his defense had just gotten shredded to send the game to overtime anyway.
And you put him back on
the
field.
They were tired. They weren't that good to begin with. I think Jim Miller was actually the quarterback for the Bears. The game was played in Champaign, Illinois, when the year they were refurbishing Soldier Field, and he took the frickin' wind.
Besides all that, the team that gets the ball has the chance to win the game.
Yes.
Take the ball.
Right.
Don't give someone else a chance to win the game.
Right.
Stupid. Michael Curry worse than Mo Cheeks. What say you, Stoney?
No. Michael Curry was bad, but he wasn't worse than Mo Cheeks.
What about Kuster?
I was going to mention him.
He got under Rip Hamilton's skin.
Oh, yes, he did, John. Yeah, Rip Hamilton, that was his.
Well, the team boycotted him.
Right, yeah.
They just got swept under the rug.
Yes, exactly.
Patricia's clearly number one. F that guy, Norton Payton.
Patriots, unbelievable for him.
All caps, Patricia was the worst, set the Lions back for years. Think about this, too. They gave up more yards and points than the 0-16 Detroit Lions. Think about it. That's a defensive guru running his remedial man-to-man defense, never blitzing. Rocket scientist, most yards and points allowed Lions team.
They probably got Deshaun Watson that contract that Thanksgiving game. That was that defense was awful.
Oh my God.
Who was the
last game as the coach, right?
Yes. Who was the receiver opposite of Hopkins? Will
Fuller?
Fuller.
Yes.
Speedy.
Yeah, he made the Pro Bowl.
Wasn't that the game where J.J. Watt had the pick six of Stafford
on the short little pass?
Yeah.
Tim Lester lost all the momentum at Western after P.J. Fleck.
That's a good point.
Dwayne Casey. He wasn't good. He doesn't deserve to be on this list.
No.
Not with these other guys.
No.
No. He wasn't. Look, he's nothing to write home about. No, but he doesn't belong on this list.
They tanked on purpose in 1 year.
Yeah. More of a Troy Weaver issue.
He was a little bit like Blashill was around a long time. Now,
sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, but they held on to him almost because why get somebody else because you're going to suck anyway.
Correct.
What about Lalonde?
He should
be mentioned.
He was here and gone.
Right.
The only guy who didn't see it was Eiserman. He brought him back.
Yeah.
Who was the Michigan hockey coach that got in some trouble?
Mel Pearson.
Yeah.
Well, Michigan State, before they rectified the program, they had a lot of disasters. Yeah, what was his name? Anastas?
Yes.
The old commissioner.
Tom Anastas. Yeah.
Now things are way better for them.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be a national title favorite even without McKenna.
Exactly. By the way, I'm reading that McKenna's leading towards Penn State.
No, I think he decided.
Oh, he did decide?
I'm pretty sure it's Penn State, yeah. Okay. Sorry, Spartan fans.
And they made the Frozen Four last year, right?
Penn State did. And they're like a kind of a new school on the hockey, new school on the block in hockey.
Yes, because Pagula put so much money into that program.
I'd have to go with Patricia because of how many players spoke out against him publicly. That usually doesn't happen. Jay in Davison.
It's a great point. It's not a list we're proud of.
No. I mean, Patricia would have gone 0-16 if he was coaching the 0-8 Lions.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he is the worst. Even though the other guy, even though Marinelli didn't win a game.
Correct.
That season.
I got to tell you, I've always thought Rich Rod's the worst. Stoney knows this.
Yes.
He destroyed Michigan football. It was the worst fit ever. So maybe some of the blame's on administration.
Some is.
But the 3-3-5 defense.
That's what killed him.
Everybody's running it. Like, he was ahead of his time in that way. Half the teams are running 3-3-5 in college football.
They had guys that were 5-5 out there, too.
Well, that was the issue. It's a square peg, round hole, and they tried to do it overnight. And if you're going to do that, you need buy-in from the administration. And if you're going to shake the culture like that.
And the administration allegedly wouldn't pay for his defensive coordinator coming from West Virginia. In retrospect, look, it worked out the year after he got fired. They won a BCS game, okay? But if you want to look at record, they went from 3 to 5 to 7. They were getting better and better. And if they kept them for another year, who knows?
And one of the great what-ifs, too, is when he was at West Virginia and they were playing in those games, almost a national title, right? They were on the verge. They were about to get Terrell Pryor to commit and be the next Pat White and the next kind of perfect quarterback for him. The thought was he was going to bring Pat White to Michigan. He's going to bring Terrell Pryor to Michigan. He ends up at Ohio State. How does that change things? Because instead we get, as this ticket texter puts it, Stephen Threet and Nick Sheridan.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's what he took over with.
Right.
Ryan Mallett transferred away again. The shift from the pro to the spread.
The what-ifs. And Mickey can go right to the, Mr. Entertainment, who I actually like. But if McAfee didn't miss field goals in that Pitt West Virginia game, West Virginia probably wins that game. They play in a national championship, and chances are
he doesn't take the job.
Les Miles becomes the head coach at Michigan. Then
it
would have been a better hire.
I'm not sure how good it would have been, but
it wouldn't have rocked the foundation the way that Rich Rod did.
Correct.
I don't want to turn this into Rich Rod sympathy, but I mean, there's a little more at play with him than these other bozos who just showed up to town and were lousy.
Right.
I will say this. I've never been more angry about one of my teams winning a game than when they won that 66-64 game.
Oh, against Illinois.
I'm like, this is disgusting.
I remember listening to that on the radio going, what is going on? This is a basketball
game?
What
was that? What was the defensive player who made the play at the end of the game? They were going crazy.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Wasn't that the wheel route game?
Yeah, Michael LeSueur.
Was it? Was it Mikel LeSueur?
Oh, yeah. Mikel LeSueur, like, twice won wheel routes, or at least definitely once. And then, then the Lions, of course, draft him, and he just decides to smoke pot the rest of his life.
Where does Rich Rod's You Raise Me Up speech rank all time?
That is
singing Groban.
One day John will share exactly how he felt about that.
I think he has.
I think he has.
I don't know if he's gotten into detail.
Well, there's stuff he can't say on the radio. We have to dump him.
Well, I mean, God, that whole thing, him, like, I think hand in hand with, like, Beckman, the late but great Frank Beckman.
It's Rich Rod, hands down, 30-year bull streak, killed, worst single season in Michigan history. Patricia and that stupid pencil gets my vote easy. Morning Wake made me quit football for half a season. He was so bad. Adam in Utica. Jim in Canton, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
It has to be Rich Rod. And what was it, Stoney saying he was starting to win? Yeah, but he was starting to win, but he had to score at least 50 points. You know, it was pathetic. And I don't know if you remember that Toledo game when they lost. That's the worst game I've seen. And I've been watching Michigan for 50 years or so. You know, the App State game gets a lot of hype, but that was a really good team. That Toledo team was so bad at the end of the season, they fired their coach. That's how bad they were.
Jim, you are absolutely correct. I've said this for years. The Toledo loss was worse than the App State loss because of how bad Toledo was. What did they give up? Was the guy's name Lance Moore? They were a wide receiver of Toledo, had like, I don't know, like 83 catches and 4,000 yards in the game. Obviously, I'm exaggerating. But
going to play for the Saints.
Yes.
I believe, yeah. You're right, in App State, and this is a revisionist issue, but App State was like a dominant program at their level.
Oh, yeah.
And they've now made the journey all the way up.
Oh, was it Avante Edwards was their...
I think so, yeah.
Was the quarterback? It was because they weren't D1 that it got all the...
Yeah, and it was the first game on the Big Ten Network, right?
Yes, and Michigan was coming off a really good season.
Lloyd Carr was there all, you know, ready to go with Henny and Hart Long, and they were loaded for bear. Lost to Oregon, too, by the way. Dennis Dixon?
Yeah, the next week.
Yeah.
I think.
Craig Rowe, is that the name you were looking for, Stoney? The stop in the crazy Illinois game?
I don't remember if that's who it was or not. But Craig Rowe.
He's a defensive end.
Yeah, I think he passed away like in the last 2 years.
I believe you're right.
Yeah. The case for Rich Rod is the one that just came in about his wife.
Oh, no. What did they say about his wife?
She's one of the tackiest women ever and most despised around the Michigan program.
Was she really? I didn't know the story.
At least Patricia's wife's not taking strays here. What was her name, Rhonda?
Oh, Rita. Rita Rodriguez.
She make nachos?
Yeah.
Have the team over?
It just was such a bad fit. And he, you know, he did the whole thing with the captains and everything was... The one thing he did do was kind of... They started to do like a walk before the game. I thought that was good. But other than that...
We kind of touched on this yesterday. Michigan is a place that is steeped in traditions, obsessed with their traditions. Yeah. You can't mess with those traditions. For him to come in and go, hey, we're being a shotgun. We're going to run a 3-3-5. We're going to play more finesse football. And it's going to take years. What do you mean? We're not snapping our bull streak. We're going to run power eye. I mean, there couldn't have been a bigger culture change than Rich Rod.
Right.
How about assistant coaches?
Oh, wow.
I think that's a different can of worms, but someone brought up Don Brown.
Don Brown started off being really, really good, and he ended up being really, really bad. I mean...
Some love, I guess the opposite of love, for Brad Ausmus. You remember this analogy. I remember hearing this a million times. A kid handed a Ferrari and then wrapped it around the telephone pole. Mm-hmm. Ned Harkness?
That was not in the last 25 years.
Going back to the dead things on the
My
ticket
God,
text.
My God, that's like the 70s.
The darkness for Harkness.
Yeah. They hired a coach.
Cars.
Harkness was a successful coach in college in Cornell, and the Red Wings hired him, which was unheard of in those days.
You want to get to the front of the line, 248-539-9797. Worst coaching hires in Detroit the last 25 years. Pro teams and college teams. This is inspired by a college list that included none of our coaches in the last 25 years. Didn't make sense. We have a Lions conversation to get to later this hour. I saw something. If it's true, are they screwed? It's 97.1.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tiger All-Star Riley Green.
Indeed. Should he be American League home run derby contestant?
I'd love to see it. That uppercut swing, get a Tiger in the derby, give me a reason to watch. And he fits. He's got 22 bombs. A lot of these guys, I've already said they don't want to be there. Prince Fielder won it in the Tiger uniform. Went on to hit 313. I don't want to hear about messing with swings. Get the guy in the home run derby.
That'd be fun for us.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, even though they've tinkered with the format, it doesn't do it for me.
No.
Give me a reason to watch beyond, like you said. Fine, I can bet who wins the derby. I want to see a Tiger.
At least we don't have back.
Berman.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see who's in it, though? Who's doing part of the broadcast?
No.
Maybe equally polarizing.
Oh, McAfee?
McAfee.
Oh, yeah, I did see. You know,
he's always quiet, so it really won't be an issue. he won't be the most. I actually don't mind McAfee. I just know he rubs people the wrong way.
I think I'm one of the oldest people that likes him, the bar stool and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's
different.
Yeah, well, it's not taking it too seriously.
Correct.
Like on game day, he does the field goal kick
and all that stuff.
Yeah, but then he also, you know, he'll make the pick and he'll do it in a dramatic kind of, emphatic way. I think that's fun. Like the uniqueness of college football, I think he's, the carnival barking fits in with that.
Right. The only thing I don't, you know, if we're going to deep dive McAfee, the only thing I really don't like is too much wrestling for me.
I'm not a wrestling guy either.
Right.
But I like him on game day.
Yeah, and you know, his show is very interesting. He asks longer questions than I do. Which is usually hard to do.
Say that's not a lot of people in that list.
Yeah.
We do have a couple ticket texts to wrap up on before we get to this Lions conversation.
Okay.
Because if this is true, I think they're screwed. You guys can be the judge of it. Texter says, Stoney, you still owe us an apology for the Louis Pujols era.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What? That's unfair.
I know. It's not my fault that they didn't.
They could have hired anybody.
That's right.
You just demanded they be gone.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not fair to you.
I think you never mentioned the Monday, Tuesday morning, they should hire Louis Pujols.
No.
Jeez. You make a lot of mistakes. You don't deserve.
No, I know. Exactly.
I'll never understand how Michael Curry became a head coach of the Detroit Pistons, Jason in Rochester Hills.
The players kind of wanted him. That's the problem. Same thing with, they're obviously more successful, and I really like him personally. The players, the day when the Wings won the cup in 2002, and Scotty is telling everybody in the handshake line that he's done, players went to members of the media, I know personally myself, Wojo, and some others, lobbying for Dave Lewis. They hired Dave Lewis, and they didn't win a Stanley Cup again.
Until they got Babcock.
Until they got Babcock.
Yeah. Texas Tech actually says that Babcock should be on this list.
Okay. Look, the guy hung up on me once. He could have been a real Richard. There's no doubt about it. Mike Babcock was a really freaking good coach for this freaking team. I mean, I could see feeling that way about, you know, his time elsewhere, like in Toronto. But no, how do you can't put Mike Babcock on the list of worst coaching hires in this century?
Says we might have won with Babcock, but anybody could have won with that team, and Babcock is a scumbag.
Okay, he might be a scumbag. He was a good coach. I'm sorry.
I think Johan Franzen would disagree that he was a good coach.
I know.
But I know from a results standpoint, I get what you're saying.
You could say, I think Johan Franzen would say he was a good coach, but a crappy human being.
And he ruined his life.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. He won a championship, and he did it by making one of the more calculated decisions during that playoff run.
Yes.
When he benched Dominic Hasek.
For Ozzie. Yep. After game two of the Nashville series.
I think it was four.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, you're right.
And a ticket texter says, no, we don't want Riley in the home run derby. There's an after effect those guys have. Let Riley relax, Roger and Wyandotte. That hasn't hurt Pete Alonso, didn't hurt Prince Fielder. I'm not worrying about
There's evidence on both.
Sure, you can make whatever case you want.
Yes. I can't believe somebody said Mike Babcock. That stuns me. It's all about winning titles.
Oh, one more. I meant to read this one. Connor Stallions.
Oh, okay.
The argument is we didn't need to do it anyway.
They
would have won anyway. And now instead there's this cloud that hangs over their national title that they forever have to be dealing with. And there still may be punishments yet to be levied against them.
Yes, I firmly believe that was a bad hire, as we found out. But I firmly believe that they still would have won without him.
Which is why you didn't need to invite it.
True.
Okay, Lions. I've been teasing this for like a half hour. Let's get into this. And I don't know if people feel the same way.
Oh, you're such a tease, Jim.
Thank you. It's not quite Karshian, but I do want people's feedback on this. I'm scrolling social media, and we're not into football season, although the Lions are going to be at camp this month.
I know.
And they're going to play a preseason game this month. And Pro Football Focus has their updated offensive line rankings. They have the Eagles number one. Lions are not number two, three, four, or five. Lions are not a top five offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus. They're also not a top 10 offensive line. They check in at number 13, and they highlight not just the loss of Frank Ragnow, but Zeitler as well.
Yeah.
And they point out you got inexperience sliding in. You cannot bank on this group being elite like they were last season. Stoney, I expect them to take a step back with the offensive
line.
Correct. If they are not even a top 10 unit, they're screwed. They're not winning a Super Bowl if they can't run block and protect Jared Goff.
Would you agree they can still make the playoffs and win the division with a top 13?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
With a step back, they could still win the division, but the goal has been...
I know, I'm just saying.
You get into playoffs and you want to play ball control, you want to run the ball, you want to keep Goff from making three or four mistakes, turnovers in a playoff game, you're going to need your offensive line by the playoffs, they need to be a top 10 unit.
They would have... For them to win the Super Bowl... With an offensive line that's 13th in the league, they would somehow need their defense to be top eight, if not better. That's the only way they could do it.
Do you foresee them having an elite defense?
No.
I think it'll be improved.
Yes.
But it won't be elite.
Correct.
So the recipe has and will always be with this football team. We win up front. We maul you. We beat your ass at the line of scrimmage. And we take what we want. Well, if those gains don't materialize because you can't get to the second level because the interior of the offensive line is unsettled, that's a problem.
Yeah.
The fastest path to the quarterback is not around Penei Sewell or around Taylor Decker. It's up the middle. Jared Goff, he ain't Patrick Mahomes.
No.
He's not going to be doing razzle-dazzle and magician and pulling a rabbit out of his ass. He's going to be on his ass and the play is going to be over. They have to be a top 10 offensive line to have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, they do.
So they'd be screwed if this plays out. If this is where they are, not just at the start of the year,
right.
But if Hank Fraley can't get the offensive line, if these young players can't solidify it, they're not winning the Super Bowl, period. Doesn't matter anything else. Aiden Hutchinson's bounce back, J-Mo breakout, none of it will matter.
You're correct. There's the offensive line, it's the foundation of what they are. And if that foundation cracks and the crack expands where it's worse by a substantial amount,
they can't make it up.
They can't win the Super Bowl.
No, they won't make it up.
No.
Now, this is not me telling you today that they're sentenced to being a bad offensive line.
Correct. We're just using one rating service.
If this plays out, yeah.
Right.
And it's a popular rating service.
Right.
You could tell me that you don't respect them. You think they're wrong. But we all agree they have to be a top 10 unit for them to win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
Because everything else falls apart if they're not.
Right. Well, because you talk to previous offensive linemen that we know, both John and TJ, and they can't stand PFF the way they grade offensive linemen. So.
Fine. I just know a year ago, they would have had the Lions ranked as one of the three or four best.
Yes.
And we would have celebrated it.
Correct.
So what I don't want to do is go, because they don't like us, now they're no good.
Believe me, I know.
I mean, a couple lines they do have that I think are going to be interesting here. So Philly's number one. They highlight Chicago as fourth. Lions fans don't want to hear that, but Ben Johnson recognized what he was leaving in Detroit, mm-hmm. and they went out and traded for two interior offensive linemen and signed a center.
Yes.
I'll just say this about that. That's responding to paper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. On paper, are the Bears linemen better? 1 through 5? Tackle to tackle?
I think that's debatable.
I just said on paper. The answer is yes.
I think that's debatable on paper. I've seen these guys play some of the lines, at least some of them. I mean, look, I've seen many and many a team try to do what the Bears have done with their offensive line and fixing it the way they fixed it.
A lot of it's chemistry.
Now, that could come together.
Stoney, it's a good point.
And I think a lot of that, much like the Lions, similar, that they'll get better. Early in the season, the Bears are going to have chemistry issues.
Teams they like: Denver, Buffalo, Tampa. Tampa's invested a lot in that offensive line.
They got
Graham Barton just last year in the first round. And they've got a tackle that rivals Sewell and Wirfs on the short list of great tackles in football.
Right.
You let us know. Lions fans, your level of confidence in this offensive line, and just a statement. If they're not a top 10 unit, they can't win the Super Bowl. You agree with that? It's 97-1.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dickerson on the call. Tigers back at it tonight, part of this homestand against the Rays. Last night was the McKinstry night. He had the big throw. He had the homer. He had his manager stumping for him to make the All-Star game afterwards. Scott Harris was on the TV broadcast saying, get him to Atlanta.
Yeah.
The irony of all of this is they need Bregman to be hurt to open up the roster spot. And Bregman may or may not come back this weekend, but of course it always comes back to Alex Bregman.
There is no truth to report that Mr. Costa has paid for a therapist to get Bregman ready to go.
Why would you say that?
Because you're a Bregman slappy. I want him
but
too.
I'm not even making this up. Like, of course it comes down to him.
I know.
He's the only guy who made the All-Star game that's currently hurt. If he doesn't play, it opens a spot. I don't know if McKinstry gets it or not.
I know.
I don't resent the McKinstry stuff the way Valeni does.
No. Well, it's an All-Star game. Is he a star? No, but...
He's playing like a star this season.
Yes, based on war, yes.
Yeah, and that measures things like, you know, base running and defense. And I know he's not a 20-homer guy or a 20-stolen base guy, but he plays everywhere, and he's super valuable for this team. Look, I think it'd be a cool story to get him in.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the Tigers get as many players as possible. But at the same time, even with Bregman missing this stretch,
right,
he's got a higher war baseball reference than McKinstry, who's played the whole time.
Look, if he gets picked, that'd be great. It'd be fun. But like I said yesterday, I'm not, the guy's got snubbed. No, he did not get snubbed.
No. Snub would be a guy who had no business being left off.
How about the guy from the different league, the Suzuki for the Cubs?
Sure.
Doesn't he lead the National League in home runs with 24 or something like that?
Suarez probably has more. Okay. He's on the short list.
Yeah.
And I think Ohtani might have more.
Yeah, he might have more.
He's having a hell of a year.
Yes.
When you're in the pool of guys who may or may not get in,
yeah.
I'd like you to get in. I don't lose any sleep if you get left out.
Exactly.
The Tigers got more players than anybody else in the American League. They tied with Seattle
right, for
four All-Stars. It's not like the Tigers had two All-Stars
right, and
everybody else was represented ahead of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we brought up this Lions thing. Pro Football Focus, you don't have to love them, but they're a resource. We all think the Lions offensive line takes a step back without Ragnow and Zeitler, and I just was curious. I clicked on it. Okay, how far back? Right? They're not one or two. Fine. The Eagles are number one. But how far back? Not top five, not top 10. They check in at 13. And I think that's fair right now, given the questions. It's entirely possible that Hank Fraley gets the most out of rookie Tate Ratledge or second-year player Christian Mahogany. And by the time they get to the postseason, they're humming like a top 10 unit.
Manu.
Sure. It's also possible that you just can't replicate Ragnow or Zeitler and the line's not going to be good enough.
Correct.
And if they're not top 10, they're not winning a Super Bowl. Flat out, period. Goff's not an MVP candidate if the line's not good. The run game that they lean on won't be dominant. You can't run away with football games. Gibbs doesn't get to the second level if the line's not very good.
Right, and Glasgow's not going to the Pro Bowl.
Right. You'd need your defense to be elite. I don't think they're 1, 2, or 3 in the league, so they're going to need this line to stabilize in the top 10, or they're just not going to get it done this year.
In retrospect, did the Lions make a mistake by not maybe using the word overpay or do enough to keep Zeitler?
I think they missed their window.
Well, the word is that he wanted to go back to Tennessee.
Okay.
Like that's where he's from.
Okay.
And finish his career there.
But they could have overpaid him. I mean,
yeah,
for a one-year deal.
But did they know Ragnow at that time?
Well, everybody's insisted that the team knew that Ragnow might retire.
I know. It's like you're talking in circles around that. Look, I think this is just another sign that this is going to be the type of season where you got to survive early.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself to 4-4, 5-3. McNeil comes back. Offensive line gets they turn into second-year players. That whole theory. And this thing starts to come together
in
the second half of the season with a favorable schedule then.
Yeah.
You know, and the talk will be, oh, did they just beat up on a bunch of worse teams or are they really a Super Bowl contender? You know?
The Lions are going to play three seasons. The first half of the regular season where they're going on the road to Super Bowl favorites and they're going to take their lumps. The second season is right around Thanksgiving when Aleem McNeil comes back. And you see have these young offensive linemen turned a corner, and you can run downhill with some easier games. The third season's the postseason. And it's going to be some combination of the lessons they learned in the first half with can they build momentum in that second half. Like Philly, when they won the Super Bowl last year, everybody likes to point out that they replaced Kelsey.
Right.
They had Landon Dickerson on the interior to at least help. We don't have a Landon Dickerson.
Right. Well, they had Juergens there too. I mean,
yeah. And they had someone who had already played
right, ready
to go. But one thing that you look for Philly is they rattled off. They won like 15 of their last 16 games.
Correct.
They went into that postseason healthy and hot. And that's what the Lions have to do that last 7 or 8 weeks of the season.
Right.
Yeah, I remember the last year they lost to the Falcons on Monday night. Kirk Cousins, and remember that was the story early.
Well, like, that was that game. Why is he passing the ball? And then Barkley dropped the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they got smoked at Tampa. I remember they played won a real ugly game in New Orleans that easily could have lost.
And Sirianni was getting destroyed. Right.
But then it came together. You get the chemistry going, and coaches coach them up. I mean, we all think Philly has a pretty good coaching staff, right? Yeah. You know, I think that's probably where the question is. Like, I think one of my biggest questions with the Lions right now is Kelvin Shepard.
Yeah.
You know, he's got no experience as a DC.
You've been big about the teams that win the Super Bowl, not get there, win the Super Bowl, have these veteran defensive play callers. Spagnuolo, Fangio, I mean, go back a few more years, Belichick running the defense in New England.
I think it's 8 straight years, a former head coach turned back to DC has been the Super Bowl defensive coordinator. Yeah. The winning. Just a trend. Something to notice.
It doesn't mean he can't, but he is trying to fight against that trend as a first-time play caller. And again, the personnel is much better on offense than defense.
I mean, and you're going up against 3 elite quarterbacks in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know the schedule's been listed, but just for people, again, just so you understand what we're talking about, it's all the big games are also road games for this team, too. They're going to play Philly on the road, Kansas City on the road, Baltimore on the road, the Bengals offense, Joe Burrow on the road, Washington is on the road, Jaden Daniels. All these games are not only against great quarterbacks, they're also tough road games. Cue the guy saying they won all their road games last year. It's going to be more difficult this year.
And I'll use the 49ers as an example, the privilege, that they, I know 2 of their years that they made the NFC Championship game or Super Bowl, they had like 3 and 4 and 4 and 4 starts. You know, they were in transition to Purdy. They were surviving injuries. They had a lot of coordinator changes, to Salah leaving. You know, there's nothing wrong with just kind of surviving the first half of the season sometimes. And I think that just locks up with this offensive line. They just can't be awful.
Right. You can look, the Chiefs, the last Super Bowl they won, they didn't have a great regular season by their standards. Yeah. And you're not going to win 15 games again like the Lions did last year.
Look, I think 12 more than wins this division, and I expect them to beat up this division. But it's not going to matter until you get to the playoffs. We learned that lesson last year.
I think 10 is what they're going to end up doing.
You think 10? That's probably a wild card.
I think they could win the division. This division.
You're not, okay, fine.
I think they can win the division.
Split the division.
Games.
Meet me in the middle, 11 games.
Okay.
All right. So the Lions offensive line on the ticket text says, so if they're ranked 11, they're screwed, but if they're 9th, they're fine. You know what we're saying. When they're a top 10 unit, you're playing like one of the best units in football.
Correct.
If you're not, you're not.
Right.
I mean, to me, I boil it all the way down to that. Texter says there's no real difference in the 10 offensive line versus the 13th. PFF rankings are completely subjective fake analysis used to sell subscriptions to dorks. As long as the line isn't awful, they'll be fine. I don't think it's a matter of not being awful.
No.
They have to be very good.
Right.
Good to great to win the Super Bowl. Yes, Greg. The Lions offense can work around something else. Maybe a lot of screens to Gibbs.
Yeah.
Well, now you're making Tom's case to draft the number one in your fantasy league. Guys, look at it the other way. Next guy up. They'll coach him up and these guys will step up. The Lions will be awesome. 13-4, Joe in Roseville. I just think it's like completely dismissive of Ragnow and Zeitler to go next guy up. They'll be fine.
Well, you're going to think that a rookie is going to come in and replace adequately an all-pro center.
I mean, the way some of these people talk, if Goff got hurt, they'd say next man up will be fine, win 14 games.
Yeah.
I know quarterback's different, but guys, these are critical cogs on the Lions.
Yeah.
Let's get to Troy in Howell. Troy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I just want to say, I mean, you don't have to be a top 13 offense to do amazing. Top 10, top 5. We got Dan Campbell, the man, the myth, the legend. I'd put my life in his hands. You know, we don't have any Taylor Swift that's loved by every 12-year-old girl in the stadium. We have grit. And people don't trust Dan Campbell, and we have grit. We got a lot of young guys out there. All they need is Dan Campbell. He will coach them up, and we are going to win the Super Bowl, period.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Troy. I mean, you know, the Chiefs did win a Super Bowl when they did, and they still do have, you know, Mr. Taylor Swift. So you can throw that up your butt. The other thing is
Patrick Mahomes with the refs.
Yeah, well, whatever. The other thing is Dan Campbell. I love Dan Campbell. Great coach.
a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. But they haven't gotten to a Super Bowl yet with arguably a team that's probably going to be better than they were than they're going to be this year because of what we talked about with the offensive line.
Yeah, it's the process we got to trust and the process we know. You give them time, this is our year. You know, last year we got so close, got it taken from us, but this year we got the young age.
Troy, hold on. How was it taken from us?
It was taken from us. How? What do you mean? You know how it was taken from us.
By Jaden Daniels ripping up this team? By Jared Goff handing the ball away to the other team?
Yeah, Jared Goff took a crap, but, you know, it's a new year, new him.
How did Jared Goff take a crap if Dan Campbell was his head coach? That doesn't seem possible.
Off game. We all have bad days.
Okay, well, that's true.
What we're saying.
Well, it sounded like you were making an excuse like the refs or some other force caused them to lose the game.
You know, I mean, I played football myself. You know, y'all have an off day. You can play cracked one game and then crappy the other.
Here's the problem. To win a Super Bowl, you can't have any of those games in the playoffs.
Right.
And you're more likely to have those games without your offensive line. Stoney, we're talking to like the king of the Kool-Aid Club here.
Oh, my God.
Because Dan Campbell exists, Super Bowl imminent. He's a hell of a coach. He's changed the culture. He's gotten buy-in. I think he's changing football with all these fourth down calls, putting people on their toes. But to say just because he exists, everything will work out? Even he knows that's not the case.
I know.
What did he say when they lost the NFC title game, Stoney? Might not make it back.
Right.
That wasn't him retiring. He's still coaching, and he realizes just because he exists and he tries to will this team. I mean, hell, they dragged that team to 15 wins last year. Yes. Didn't matter.
No.
Next man up last year.
Yes. He can do it again.
They got bounced at home as a double-digit underdog by a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
But Campbell and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 97-1. That's AJ Hinch after the game. Dan Dickerson on the call. Zach McKinstry with a night. Some ticket texters. I agree with that last caller. Be easy on him. We did get screwed last year with the injury bug.
Okay, but I thought he was referencing that the league, the referees, they got screwed.
We don't have anybody dating a pop star.
Yeah.
You know, the stupid conspiracy things. Here's the reality. The Lions were beat up and banged up and had a ridiculous number of injuries. They still should have won the first game. If they would have lost to the Eagles in the second round because they didn't have the manpower, fine. But at home against a rookie quarterback, you win that game.
You're up 7-3 with the ball at the Washington, 35-yard line?
Just outside the red zone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
And you're in a position to get at least three.
And you go freaking empty.
And Goff had one of his four turnovers. Nobody wants to hear this. It's much better to say it's cosmically the universe's fault. It's the Lions' fault.
Right.
It's Goff's fault. It's Campbell and Ben Johnson's offensive game plan. Stoney, if they score a touchdown on that drive, they're up 14-3. Goff's not throwing 40 passes.
Probably not.
They're playing with a lead. They're feeding Gibbs.
Yeah.
You can blame the coaches. You can blame the players. They should have won that game even with the injuries.
Right.
So I don't like this narrative of like it was stolen from us. No, we blew it. And now they got to learn from it and they got to be better this season.
Yeah. And they probably wouldn't have had J-Mo throw a pass in that second half of that game.
Probably not. Mike in Royal Oak, good morning. You're on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
Good.
I'm ever speaking with the legendary Stoney, so I'm a little nervous, so I'm going to have to divulge a fantasy about Rag now.
Okay. Wow. You come to the right person.
Oh, boy. Whose bed is he sleeping in?
Mike, relax. There's no legendary status here. Everything will be fine. Go ahead.
I think maybe Ragnow was taking half the year off. And then depending on how the season goes, he's going to come out of retirement at the end of the year and enjoy the party with everybody. That's just what I think.
I would hope that'd be wonderful, but I don't think it's going to happen. But
you know, that's the only, you know, give him six months to recoup, get his whatever ailments taken care of, and he'll get the fire again and come out of retirement. I don't know if it's that easy or not, but.
You're not the first person to bring it up. You know, doing this, we get calls, we get texts. It's not the first time I've heard this brought up. Stoney, like you, though, I just don't see it.
I don't see it happening. I think he likes fishing and chilling out a little too much.
If he could play football, he would.
Yes.
He gave his body for this organization. Mm-hmm. And he played through stuff that
even tough football players don't play through.
Correct.
He didn't make this decision lightly. He didn't make it a week after the season or a month after the season. He made it in the ramp up for this year and said, body won't cooperate. If it's not going to cooperate, it's not going to cooperate. Plus, I wonder, like, once you stop playing, a lot of these guys slim down, like Jeff Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Once you lose 50, 60 pounds and you're not in the gym every day, you're done. Especially at that position.
Yeah.
You're done. We wish him well in retirement. I don't plan on him coming back.
Right. I'm sure there'll be a Frank Ragnow appreciation game and something like that. And, you know, they don't retire a lot of numbers in the NFL. But, hey, he was great. He was a great pick. One of the best picks Bob, or maybe the best pick Bob Quinn made.
Tim in Chicago says they got bounced because of Mr. Gimmick Ben Johnson. We're going to be a better team because we don't have Johnson trying to make a name for himself. I'd like to think John Morton will be an upgrade for this team.
Okay. Let's be fair here, all right? If we are going to say that Dan Campbell has a huge input on the offense, which I believe he does, then when things go bad, like gimmick plays, then Dan Campbell's also a part of that as well. So it goes both ways. I think Dan Campbell has much more to do with the offense than Ben Johnson.
Thank you so much for saying that, because I work on a show that John is quick to say this is Dan Campbell's offense. Tom, you have said the offense will be just fine because it's Dan Campbell's offense. Then Dan Campbell's offense was not good enough against the Commanders. It can't be Ben Johnson's offense when they lose and Dan Campbell's offense when they win.
Right. You know, the more this loss kind of sinks in from last year, the more I believe they, when they prepared for this game, either they didn't prepare very well. That's been thrown out there. I don't believe that. That they almost prepared as if they knew they had to play a shootout. They played out of character.
Yeah.
And they got away from who they were and took chances, but that even J-Mo never threw a pass all year, did he?
No.
You know, and I know some of that's deception. The other one was just like they just went so far to the risk level that it got out, it went too far for Goff in terms of the quarterback he is. Because maybe when they decided with their defense and studying Washington's offense from how well they had been playing,
yeah,
that they thought it was going to be Buffalo all over again.
Yeah, but we had, okay, and we're not football coaches, right? And we sometimes pretend we are on the radio. I don't understand how that's the game plan when the Commanders had the worst run defense of any of the teams in the playoffs. It was a lot like one of the other losses they had when they faced Tampa, where Vita Vea is not in the game, he's hurt. Don't throw it 50 times, just run the ball. And I go, maybe it's just like surface level analysis, but like as an idiot, I just say run the ball more.
I just say this, maybe they overthought it because of the bye week.
Maybe.
You know, seriously.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.